Well, Kyle, Rod Madras spent more than 40 years photographing baseball and baseball players. He was a staff photographer at Sports Illustrated for 23 years and has captured so many iconic images all baseball fans are going to remember. He's published a new collection of his work from the last four decades. It's called A Baseball Life. And tonight, a little more of the conversation Rod and I had talking about how the project came together. Now, I'm sure this is like if somebody were to ask me to pick my favorite child of my three. You have a favorite image in that book.
I love the photograph of Cal Ripken Jr. with the Lou Gehrig Monument. We did that photograph well in advance of Cal breaking that record, and he was somewhat reluctant at the time to do it. And we talked to him. We told him it would be a very kind of iconic photograph of him with that Lou Gehrig Monument, and ultimately Cal was extremely pleased that we did that photograph. Obviously, my friendship with Rich Gossage. I love the portrait of him out on the ranch in Colorado. And you know, it is like your kids. You know, I mean, I really have a passion for photography, have a passion for baseball, and I just like getting out there and doing these images.
You mentioned the Ripken photo. My two favorite pictures in the book were that Ripken photo you mentioned, and there's the shot of Pete Rose as a Philly going headfirst into third base, where the third base coach could not have had as good a look at Pete Rose and the intensity in the face as he's going head first into third. Just amazing stuff. As we wrap up here with Rod Madras, the creator of this remarkable book, A Baseball Life, a collection of baseball photographs, what makes a great baseball photo?
I think it's the intensity. You mentioned the Pete Rose shot. I think jubilation at the end of the World Series. I personally look for things that are very clean looking. I don't like distracted backgrounds. When I'm doing a portrait of someone, I normally like them looking at the camera because I'm trying to capture what this person is. And again, and that's with a kind of a stage setup portrait. When I'm looking at stuff in the dugout, portraits, I'm looking for intensity. I'm looking for I'm just looking for just like rich faces, players showing me some emotion. So you know, that's what I look with. I think there's a lot of great baseball photographs out there, as there's been some really great baseball photographers over the years, like the great Herb Scharfman, Walter Yost, guys that I really admired and just tried to pattern myself after and try to kind of carry on this tradition of baseball photography. Again, it's a passion. You have to love it. After 40 plus years, I still love getting out to the ballpark and watching batting practice.
Best time of day. The book is A Baseball Life. How can people learn more about it, and how can they purchase it?
They can purchase it on abaseballlife.com. It's not in bookstores because it's we self-published it ourselves, and abaseballlife.com, and that's how you can order the book.
It's a must-have for every baseball library. Take my word for it. Rod Madras, thank you for the time.
Oh, man, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. It's been really fun.